So the learning today should be a schus for Elin Neshama for Adir Chaver Chaim Elazar ben Shem Shinaria, as well as a schus for an Elin Neshama for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben Rechaim Menachem ben Zion. Should be a schus for four Shlema of Chaim Moshe Yeshua ben Malka Chaim Dabba ben Rachel Chanalei Bashein de Rachel and Abadati ben Peril, as well as a schus for all those in the Makam Sakana in Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. So we are on page 570 near the bottom, and we're talking about Hillel, about praise, and we said yesterday how appropriate it is to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he continues here, Umeklal Chasdei Hashem. Included in the kindness of Hashem, Umishpate Hashem, Yisharim, Mesamche Leiv, and this idea that serving Hashem gladdens the heart, is Shema She'anu Mevarchem Ma'isai, is the fact that when we bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Umahalalim Lishmai, and we praise Him, Ala Toiv She'oisi Manu, every time we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for something that He does, Ya'arav Lai, it's pleasing to Him. And so it's pleasing to God, v'hashem, and although it's something that we owe Him, we certainly owe our gratitude to God, but yet He, it's pleasing to Him, and God treats it as if it's a mitzvah, and God rewards us for this. Amru, to the point that Chazal say, anyone who has a miracle performed and he sings praise, the reward is that he gets another miracle performed for him. Someone who offers thanks, I will show him salvation. Meaning, someone who expresses gratitude for salvation A will be zeicha that he'll get salvation B in a future situation. Is there any sweeter way to treat someone than this? Praiseworthy to give thanks to Hashem, for He is good, because Hashem's kindness is forever. So that is the end of the first aspect, which is praising Hashem. Now let's transition into praising other people. Amnam le'inyan hilul b'nei Adam, as it regards praising a fellow person, yesh b'davar sur meirah. There is an instance where you have to be careful. Those who forsake the Torah praise the wicked. Asherhu b'chlal ras hachanufa, which is included in chanifa ki rabbi, which is very great. So you have to be careful when it comes to praising people, that you don't, chas v'shalom, seem like you are supportive of their misdeeds, of the things that they're doing wrong. Someone who takes praises himself with false praises, emes, or even if it's true, anashi is going to be punished. So you have to be very careful not to praise someone undeservingly, and even if it's deserved, but not to do it to someone who is acting out, someone who it's going to look like you're supporting his actions, and certainly not to praise yourself. On the other hand, when it comes to praising tzaddikim, yesh b'davar tzad mitzvah, there is a aspect of a mitzvah, shayishmu, that people will hear, v'shayilmedu, and people will learn, la'aseis k'maaseihem, to follow them, ki kinasayfim tarbechachma, jealousy amongst tamidei chachamim increases wisdom. So there is the idea that you should tell over the maaseh of a tzaddik. You should tell over stories of tzaddikim, even though it's praising them, because that's the type of thing where we want people to emulate their actions. And so when you tell over tales of tzaddikim, you tell over stories, so that hopefully will influence the listener, the audience, to follow in that in the in those in the in the actions of that tzaddik, whatever it is that you're praising him for. Avot tzarech lishkol bepeles. You have to carefully weigh shalaitei mitzvah above avera, that it's not a mitzvah that comes out of an avera. That you can't overly praise someone, and this is why you have to be careful in front of a tzaddik, or really in front of anyone. Whenever you're praising someone, you have to be careful not to do it in a way that it's going to lead him, his ego, to be inflated, and he's going to get a sense of gaiva, and it's really not his fault. You did it. You put the nechshal in front of this iver, in front of this person, by overly praising him. And therefore, in Oimer Shivchai Bifnei Sainov, if a person is, rather similarly, if you praise someone in front of his enemies, nechshal b'avak lashon hara, now it's avak lashon hara, because, as the Chofetz Chaim points out, shemitach shivchai b'alei de genus, that by praising him, overly praising him, people are going to disgrace. So if you go, let's say you're discussing a Rebbe, okay? Let's say you have a Rebbe in yeshiva, and you know that there's a boy that doesn't like him. And in front of the boy, you start praising the Rebbe, saying what a great Rebbe he is. You know that you're tempting that boy to now respond and say what a bad Rebbe he is. And that's considered avak lashon hara, your actions of overly praising, which is going to cause someone to say, hold on, settle down. He's not the great tzaddik that you think he is. So that's considered avak lashon hara. Also, don't praise someone in front of people who are going to be shoylit and ayin hara on him. Be careful that you're not going to cause any sort of loss or harm. And the classic example of this is with regards to Oireach. So for example, you shouldn't go over to a bunch of collectors and say, oh, go to this guy. This guy's going to give you a lot of money. This guy really helps everyone out who needs, because who says that he's able to afford the pressure that you're about to put on him? And who says that he wants that you should go out there and publish his name? And so therefore, someone is a guest somewhere, or someone is a recipient, a beneficiary of some chesed, keep it to yourself. You want to tell it over to some people that are not going to abuse that information, fine. But if you're going to tell it over to someone who's now going to take advantage of it, that's also problematic. You're not helping him, right? You're not doing him any favors by praising him. Exactly. Whoever made that comment. As it says in the pasuk, if someone benches his friend very loudly, be called gadol in a loud voice, but biker in the morning, hashkem klala techashev lo. By the evening time, it's going to be considered a curse, because you're intending to praise him, but inshi de loimali, improper people will go and abuse that information and go and try to take advantage of the person that you're praising. So praise is a good thing. Praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu 100%. When it comes to people, you have to use your seichel a little bit. And sometimes it is praiseworthy. Certainly if the person's not alive, right? You're talking about a gadol ador, or a gadol from a previous generation. Certainly go ahead and praise up the wazoo, because you have no problem of gaiva, you have no problem of ayin hara, and the only goal really is to inspire other people to follow in his actions. But when you're talking about someone who's living, someone who you can relate to, someone who you can interact with, so it could be that your audience is going to react negatively, whether it's taking advantage of the person or responding that he's not such a great tzaddik and talking about some of his critiques and some of his misdeeds. So therefore, you have to be very careful, very selective when you praise someone who is in your circles, who is alive.